And Afghan lawmakers accuse the United States of inconsistent policies in dealing with a war-torn country. The lawmaker says in 2001, the U.S. offered a reward for $25 million of information leading to the capture of the Taliban leader Mullah Omar. This is while Washington has been in direct talks with Mullah Omar's representatives in Qatar for the past 7 months. He also said while the U.S. is providing Afghan police with money to kill the Taliban, it funds the militant group to kill the Afghan police. The lawmaker further accused the U.S. of funding Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI, to help the Taliban fight against Afghanistan. After more than a decade-long war, Washington has repeatedly been blamed for failing to keep its promises of bringing peace and security to Afghanistan. Well, to discuss these comments a bit further, we're being joined by Muhammad Daoud Abadi. He's the chairman of Afghan Nation Peace Council via Skype from Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, I'd like to ask your opinion on these comments being made about double standards with regards to how the U.S. is dealing with Afghanistan.
In the name of God, how U.S. has dealt with Afghanistan resulted in a failure of their policy being implemented. Nothing was according to what was said to the media and to the public. As we can see today, the lawmakers that they are funded and their salaries are being given by the U.S. are accusing the U.S. government of a double standard. This shows that how deep the problem in Afghanistan is. Therefore, it is needed for the U.S. to revisit its policies toward Afghanistan and see if they can find a solution. In regards to the $25 million hit bounty on Mullah Muhammad Omar Mujahid or Mr. Ikhmetyar or other leaders of jihad, this is something just to show that they are people that we are after, and this is the reason that we are here. While they are leaders of the Afghan people, they have thousands and thousands of followers. Therefore, I think everything that has been happening in Afghanistan is based on a double standard of policy, and we are seeing the result of it, that it's being failed all over, from left to right, from up south and down to north. Wherever you stay, see the policies being implemented are backfiring to the U.S. policies. Civilians are being killed. Even the U.S. people, the general public of the United States, over 72% of the people in the United States are rejecting this war. Nowadays, they are called forgotten war. If you have followed the British House of Lords, they continuously say that there is no way we can succeed in Afghanistan. That's why they are pulling out 4,500 soldiers.
All right, Mr. Abadi, let me interrupt you there as we are running out of time. What does the U.S. then hope to achieve from this, its policies with regards to Afghanistan? What is the end game here for the U.S.?
I don't think there is an end game for the U.S. The U.S. has lost the track in Afghanistan, as we have done. The primary objective is to get rid of terrorism. But as President Karzai was saying, terrorism is not in the villages of Afghanistan. Besides, we have to define terrorism. There is insurgency, there is jihad, there is people who are freedom fighters, and there are terrorists. So the objective that the U.S. have is only known to a small circle in the United States who are trying to have bases in Afghanistan so they can control the neighborhood in that area. Also, the economical objective, which is in Central Asia and including Afghanistan, in the bigger picture, cutting Russia from all this oil deals and everything else that is going to go through the Caucasus. So the biggest objective is to control the territory, so therefore they can control the neighborhood and everything else in that area. But politically, this is not achievable. The European community, as you are seeing, they are facing their own crisis every day. They don't even have the money to feed their own nations. How could they help another country doing nation building? The U.S. right here in Los Angeles, where I am, the unemployment is 10.2%. And there are 25 million Americans without jobs. 47 million, based on the Romney's comments, looking for food stamps and other governmental assistance. So if the problem is at home, I wonder what is it that they are achieving today. Today's news was by the Brit House of Lords in Britain that the money that it's going toward developing and improving the government of Kabul should be stopped in a state. It should be invested in the long-term investments in Afghanistan structure, because they have given hope in correcting the corrupt government in Kabul.
So okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was the chairman of the Afghan Nation Peace Council, Mohammad Dawood Abadi, there joining us from Los Angeles via Skype. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.